Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This just in to KYW News Radio.
A Montgomery County jury reaching a guilty verdict for three men involved in a deadly robbery in Norristown. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert joins us live with the latest. Jim?
Yeah, it took this jury about an hour and a half to come to the guilty on all charges verdict for three men for the January 20th robbery and murder of 35-year-old William Carger at Wood and Powell Streets here in Norristown. 29-year-old Jerry Butler and 30-year-old Daquan Allen convicted of second-degree murder. They face life in prison. 18-year-old Damon Brantley was convicted of first-degree murder as he pulled the trigger, killing Carger during that robbery. But because he was a juvenile at the time, he'll be sentenced at a later date, could face anywhere from 35 years to life in prison. Defense attorneys argued the case relied on testimony from two cooperating witnesses, a 17-year-old who took part in the robbery and Carter's ex-girlfriend who put a tracking device in his car and shared that location with Allen to set up the robbery. They both pleaded guilty to lesser charges to avoid the life sentence, but defense attorneys saying the entire case was built on circumstantial evidence from unreliable narrators, saying detectives weren't looking for the truth, they were looking for evidence. But in her closing, prosecutor Megan Carney told jurors detectives didn't just pick names of the hat. She spent nearly 2 hours going through the evidence against the three men. As the verdict was read, no reaction from the defendants. However, family members of both the victim of Carter, who was killed in the robbery, and of the defendants, reacting emotionally as the family of Carter was led into another courtroom. You could hear cheers and cheers of relief, I guess you could say, with that guilty verdict. Defense attorneys say they do plan to appeal the verdict.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.